The survey polled 400 randomly chosen likely voters. Surveyors read them two ballot measures, exactly how they will appear on the fall ballot. One regards instituting a death penalty in Wisconsin in cases of first-degree murder supported by DNA evidence. Half of the respondents said they support the death penalty, while 45% said they oppose it. Wendy Scattergood is a political scientist and an analyst for the St. Norbert Survey Center. When the plus-minus 5% margin of error is figured in, she says it's nearly even. And she says while death penalty supporters still hold a slight lead, the level of support has been falling compared to earlier polls.
In the spring, actually 61% said they favored the death penalty, and now it's 50%. So that's a significant drop, actually. In just 6 months or so.
The survey also asked about amending the state constitution to effectively ban gay marriage. Again, surveyors used the language exactly as it will appear on the ballot. 51% said they support the ban, 44% said they oppose it, and again, the level of support has dropped since the spring survey. Scattergood says 5% of respondents still haven't made up their minds on the death penalty or the marriage amendment, so in the fall, things could go either way.
So both of these ballot issues are very, very close at this point, where the people who are not sure, and most of them are independents. Independents tend to be very evenly split.
Scattergood says those who identified themselves as Republicans tended to support both the death penalty and the marriage amendment. Democrats tended to oppose the two measures. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.